The gospel reading today is hard, isn't it? One of the hardest gospel readings that we need to hear and be reminded each day. And today, in particular, I am reminded of one very special person, my paternal grandmother. Out of many days, today I'm reminded of her the most, because last week was the memorial of her passing away from this life. So I've been meditating the gospel with my memory spent with her. And my parents are here, so I can't lie. So there was a time that my parents couldn't take care of my brother and I. And I told you that my grandparents took me in. And during that time, they were taking care of three other cousins as well. And they were a little bit older than me, about 3 or 4 years older than me. And I remember one day, I saw one of my cousins gone into my grandmother's closet and got some money in order to have some extra money to go down to the pool hall and play pool with their friends. And I was so outrageous. I was so angry. I was frustrated because we were so poor. We didn't have a lot of money. And to take money from the little that we had, I felt so angry. And I remember running to my grandmother and I told her, Grandma, I saw brother, because in Vietnamese we call everyone either an older brother or younger brother. So I said, I saw brother got some money from your closet. And she said, I know. My grandmother, my dad can give witness to this, and my mom too. Even though she was blind, she know how much money she has. No one can ever lie to her. And so she said, she knows. But she said, let me deal with it. And so when my cousin got home, she sat my cousin down. And she told my cousin, you know, if you ever need any money, all you need to do is ask me, and I will give it to you. That's all she said. And I could feel the guilt built up in my cousin's eyes. But why did he have the guilt? Because he knows that my grandmother loved him. She is just, but she is also merciful. I learned from my grandmother the lesson to be just, but to also be merciful. And it's a hard lesson to learn, and I need to remind myself all the time. I see a lot of wrongdoings, and sometimes I used to be very hot-headed, and I speak my mind very freely back in the past. But I knew that when I spoke freely in the past, I ended up hurting more people around me. So it's what oftentimes require and prudent that I take some time to pray about my actions and my words before I speak them. Because yes, I can speak my mind, but will those words, those actions build up the people around me, or am I destroying more relationships? And that's the lesson that I'm still learning now. I'm still human. Don't think that I walk around on air. I have people who I'm pissed at, or people who piss me off, or people who jit themselves. But I always have to tell myself, you know, am I loving them in the way that Christ loved them? And I have enough patience for them yet or not? Or do I expect them to be the way that I am? And I will be the one to admit, sometimes the people that get the shortest end of the stick or the shortest part of my patience is my family. Because I always think that, they're always there, you know? And I always give them the least part of myself. But the Lord has said today, and he's reminding us of how are we using our words and our actions to build up the kingdom of God and to build up our brothers and sisters. I'm not telling you to lie or to make everything sound nice. I'm asking you to speak the truth, but in charity, with prayer, with discernment, with reflection, and most important of all, with patience. And the Lord said today in the first reading, according to the book of Leviticus, he said, though you may have to reprove your fellow citizens, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. How many of us are still holding on to the grudges of many years ago? How many of us like to reprove other people and in turn curse sins for ourselves? We have to ask ourselves that question honestly. The Lord has said we can reprove our brothers and sisters, but we should not incur sins. We should do it with charity. We should not take revenge nor hold any grudge against our people. And that is hard. And that is why Saint Pope John the 23rd have said every single time when he go out and meet people, he always say this, let the Jesus in me meet the Jesus in you. Isn't that beautiful? Let the Jesus in me meet the Jesus in you. And that should challenge us, and it being reminded by the second readings today from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, each of us is the temple of the Lord. Each of us have the presence of God in our lives. Are we discovering the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in our neighbor, or are we imposing our terms upon them? And I know it's not easy. It's not easy to be humans, nor is it easy to love your neighbor. A lot of the saints have said it is very easy to be holy until you meet your neighbor. Sartre, one of the modern or postmodern philosopher, has said, my neighbor is my hell. Well, I hope not. But if we only look at our neighbor as our hell, then how hellish would our life be? There's no more joy. Perhaps one of the greatest sins that we keep occurring or incurring in our lives is the desire to control everything. Things to have to be in my way, according to what I want, in order for it to work. And I believe Mother Teresa told this story of a saint who told her, if an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is really the rule of the land, then all of us going to go into heaven really depraved. We won't even have an eye anymore. Maybe we come in with a nose or a set of ear or something, because we would be chopping each other up all the time. So an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth should not work. And that is why the Lord has said, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. I'm inviting you to go home today, and I preach to myself first. Pray for those who persecute us, or those who have wronged against us. Pray for our enemies, so that you may be children of your Heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Let me give you a real reality. You and I are not God. Stop acting like we're God. Let God be God. Let God be God. For he causes his sun to rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. We are his instruments, and we are called to discover the presence of God inside of us and in our neighbor. Let him take care of it. Remember, God is God. Let him do his job. And all we have to do is to perfect ourselves in love each and every day. So that's why the gospel reading today ended with this one verse. So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Perfect in what? Perfect in love. And what is love? One psychologist has said, love is 90% perseverance and forgiveness, and only 10% based on emotions and feelings. Think about that. Love is 90% perseverance and forgiveness. Look at the people around you, especially your wife and husband or your children. There are days you don't want to look at them. There are days I don't want to look at Joy, especially when she messed up the stuff at home. But you know, I cherish her. I cherish her company. And you know, I have to persevere in what God has given me, what God has given you, the vocation He has given you, and learn how to forgive 90% of the time, because only 10% should be based on emotions and feelings. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to end the homily today by asking you to go home and pray for your enemies. Pray for those who have wronged against you, or you and I have done wrong against them. To pray for reconciliation, to pray for forgiveness, to pray for love. Most important of all, to persevere in patience and let God be God. Let God be God. And we ourselves, we simply pray so that we may be perfect in love, just as our Heavenly Father is perfect.